Elvis Presley from 1956 and the wonderful Love Me Tender. And I tell you what, there's not many people you could interrupt Elvis Presley for. I've got one on the line, though, right now, Kian Egan. Hello, Kian.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, mate. Yourself?
I'm very good, thank you. Yeah, I'm really, really good.
You're really, really good. Tell you what.
Couldn't be better.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're enjoying life, aren't you?
Well, it's been an amazing few months, I have. It's been an amazing few months, I have to say, for me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you leave Westlife, you win the King of the Jungle, you're doing the Voice of Ireland, you're doing This Morning. What are you trying to do?
Well, now I'm trying to put an album out. So.
I mean, this is fantastic news for all your fans, though, Kian. You know, a solo album from yourself. We've been playing the single like mad here on this radio station.
Thank you so much.
It is a great, great song. And tell us about the album.
Well, yeah, the album is an album of my favourite songs. And they're all kind of like, it's not a million miles away from what I did in Westlife. I think... It's still got the same kind of feel to it. It's still pop music. It's still kind of like, you know, songs that will really get you inside and kind of, you know, give you that feeling in your tummy and, you know, big powerful choruses and big powerful endings and stuff like that, you know, big epic. I'm all about the guitar and the epicness. So, yeah, I would say it's not a million miles away from Westlife. It's probably a bit grittier than Westlife. It's not as polished of a sound as the Westlife records were. But I definitely think this has got... You know, it's got some amazing songs on there from all different singers from around the world. They're not very well-known songs. I'd be surprised if an awful lot of people know the songs on the album. So they're kind of like a collection of my obscure, amazing songs that have been sitting on my iPod for a long time.
Okay. And you play the instruments?
I don't play the instruments on it, no. I will be playing instruments when we go live.
I was going to say, because I've been reading about you on your guitar and everything else like that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't get to play the instruments on the album simply because we were just time-wise. I mean, I played guitar and a few pieces here and there, honest.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think what it was for me is, like, you know, it was done so quickly that, you know, the band got into a recording studio, recorded all the tracks, and then I came in and did the vocals afterwards, you know. So it wasn't the process of, like, you know, doing track by track, guitar part by guitar part, drums,
right,
bass, you know, stuff like that. It was almost on a little bit more like to do it in Nashville, actually.
I was going to lead up to Nashville, you know. Are you one of the fans of Nashville, Kian?
I am, absolutely. The TV show and the place. I think Nashville is an amazing part of the world. The music that's coming out of it, you know, over 200 songs are written a day in Nashville.
Wow.
Yeah. In one road. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. Music Road, I reckon 200 songs are written a day.
Yeah. Have you performed in Nashville?
I have, actually. I performed twice in Nashville, one at Westlife and once without. With Westlife, we were there. We did a show at the Grand Ole Opry for a part of a television show. And then I went back there last year for ITV and for This Morning. And we did a whole documentary on the place, so that was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. And I mean, I was talking to a we had an amazing day here yesterday, talking to different people live on the station. And one of the bands who I thought would have been favourable of Nashville, they weren't. They don't like to follow what's modern at the moment. They'd just rather kick around in LA or Vegas. But it was a band called Blackberry Smoke.
Right.
And they've just left this country. They're on a European tour at the moment. And they record...
And Nashville's very niche now, you know. It is very niche.
Yeah, yes, yeah. But, I mean, it's good to know that you've enjoyed it. And obviously you'd go back there.
I would. I mean, you know, I mean, I wouldn't go back there necessarily to make a record, I have to be honest. You know, I think there's amazing stuff coming out of Nashville.
Yes.
But I think it's almost saturated in a weird sense as well. You know, there's almost too much of it going on in there. So it's very difficult to pull out what's great and what's not great, you know? Everybody in Nashville is a musician.
And I tell you what, you hit the nail on the head, didn't you? Because the TV series is brilliant.
The TV series is very good. It's a very good show.
Yeah, yeah. So when are we expecting to see you on tour, Kian?
Well, to be honest with you, I haven't made any solid plans yet because this happened so quickly. I mean, this album deal came off the back of winning I'm a Celebrity. I didn't have any album deal before I went in there, nor did I have any material ready to rock.
Right.
You know, this all happened in January. And to be honest, I just wanted to get the album done. I wanted to get the promo done. I wanted to get out there. I wanted to let everybody know that it's coming. Let them hear the music via the radio and the television and places like that.
Yeah.
And then I'll get ready for going on stage. I think I'll hopefully be ready for summertime. You'll hopefully see me popping up here, there, and everywhere in the summer. And then after that, we can figure it out from there. You know, I'm really just taking it step by step.
Yeah. Obviously, you miss touring. You miss, you know, with the.
Oh yeah.
You know, because it's the cream of everything, isn't it?
Hmm. I mean, being on stage is where it's all. It's what it's all about. I mean, you do all the other stuff just to get there. You know, it's like, you know, the other stuff is so necessary now. Like, you know, like the radio interviews and the TV shows and the magazines and all that stuff. It's all very necessary.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Know, absolutely. Like for me, it's super important that that I do everything the right way, you know, and try and you can't control anything, but you try and just think, okay, this is the best way to do it. Let's get all this done first. Let's get it all ready, and let's take the time to get into a rehearsal studio with your band and get all that right before you get out there, you know.
What about the summer festivals, Keen? Would they sort of just float your boat, you know, Glastonbury?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I get to the Glastonbury stage, but, you know, something, things like that. I think I'd much prefer to do it that way. I think I'd much prefer to kind of do gigging in a sense of, like, you know, a bit more dirty and a bit more rough and ready, you know.
Yeah.
Get the guitar out, get the boys on the stage, let's make some noise and let everybody get muddy and jump up and down. You know, not this whole polished, lovely stuff with the big, bright screens, and which is all fab. I just want to do it differently first, and then move on to the other stuff. You know, then move on to the theatres or the arenas in the UK if I ever could.
You know, when you're saying getting all the mucky stuff and getting yourself all that, was that one of the reasons why you went in the jungle?
Well, I'm an outdoorsy guy, anyways. You know, I love adventure. I'm a surfer. I'm you know, always climbing the mountains and things like that. You know, so I love all of that type of stuff. I'm a big kind of, like, you know, outdoors guy. So the jungle to me was just a cool experience. You know,
yeah.
The idea of doing it to me was like, this is going to be great fun. You know, I can't wait. Get me in there. You know, never mind get me out of there. I was like, get me in there. I just want to do it. You know.
Did you expect to win?
Experience. No. I mean, honestly, I kind of expected to come out fairly fast. I probably expected to come out like third or fourth because, really, to me, you know, there was people like Joey Essex in there who's, you know, very, very, very famous guy at this point.
Yeah.
You know, you got people like Lucy who was on TV every day to 9 million people. You know, people like that. And it's not even just about that. You just kind of assume that it's like, you know, and you don't go in there for that either. You go in there for the opportunity and for the experience. Well, I did anyways. I went in for the experience more than anything else. I wasn't in there to try and do anything but that.
No. I mean, you came across just as that sort of guy.
Well, I just was trying to be myself.
Just
be, anything,
that's
you know?
What I mean, Keane. You came across just as yourself. And I think that was the main thing that came across, and that's why the audience voted for you. But well done on that,
thank
pal. You know.
Thank you very much.
I know we're tied for time, pal. I've just got to say one thing before I'm going to get you to introduce your new song for me. We've got a producer here called Christine Farron. She says, when you talk to Keane, just let him know, he is my guilty secret.
Oh, bless her.
How's that,
thank
mate?
Thank you very much, Christine. Thank you so much, Christine. And, you know, come and see me and I'll be more than just...
Oh, she's seen Westlife many, many times, Keane. But we're looking forward to keeping in touch and finding out the dates of any summer events or major tours in concert halls. But the main thing is going to be the album.
That's it. The album for now, you know, because it comes out so soon. Like, it's out on March 17th. So I just want to get that out there and then I'll concentrate on everything else after that.
Okay, do me a big favour then, Keane. Introduce your own single.
I will indeed. Here it is, my debut single from my debut album, and it's called Home. Hope you love it.
Keane, thanks for the time here at Coast 1079.
Not at all. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
I'm staring out into the night.